gospel according to St. Luke from the 12th chapter, verses 13 through 21. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbitrator between you?" Then he said, "Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." And he told them a parable. The ground of a certain rich man produced a good crop. He thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I'll say to myself, 'You have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool! This very night your life will be demanded of you. Then, who will get what you have prepared for yourself?" This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself, but is not rich toward God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
There's a place out on Route 1A that every Sunday morning when I drive here, it reminds me of the same thing. It reminds me of a commercial from television. It's the John Deere Tractor Company out here on 1A. And what it reminds me of is these words: "It doesn't matter how fast you mow, it matters how well you mow fast." I have a story for you. One of my favorite stories. I don't think it's true, but you can judge that yourself. There were two men back in the late 30s or early 40s who had managed to keep their jobs through the Depression and had saved up quite a bit of money, and they decided they had it with their jobs. They wanted to buy a farm. They pooled all the money they'd saved and they bought a small farm in Arizona. They bought a pickup truck, an old Ford, packed their stuff and headed out. In due time, they arrived at the farm. They hadn't even seen it before. And they saw there was an old plow. Obviously, it was towed, pulled by some kind of animal. And after a couple of days, they decided it was probably a mule. So they headed out into the country to find a mule. They drove several miles, and they came to another farm, and there were a couple of mules in the field. So they stopped and walked up to the man sitting on the porch and said, "How you doing?" And he said, "Fine. We'd like to buy a mule. Do you have one for sale?" No, I don't have any mules for sale. I'm sorry. Do you know anyone that does?" "No, I don't," he said. Then the two men looked over and saw on the back of the porch some gigantic watermelons. And they didn't know what they were. But they asked the man, "What are those?" And he said, "Oh, those are mule eggs. You want to buy one?" And they said, "Sure, how much?" And he said, $5. That's a lot of money for a watermelon back then. They gave him the $5 and they put it in the back of the truck and drove home. They drove a little faster than when they drove out because they were kind of excited, and the tailgate of the truck fell open. And the watermelon fell on the ground and smashed all the pieces. While they were getting out of the truck, a jackrabbit came up and started eating the watermelon. Well, think about it. A jackrabbit has long ears. A mule has long ears. One man looked at the other and said, "It hatched!" The jackrabbit started to run away, and they chased it, and they chased it, and they ran, and they ran for a half an hour and never caught the mule jackrabbit. They stopped, and one of the men looked at the other and said, "That's okay. I didn't want to plow that fast anyway." A rich man, a very rich man, looked at all he possessed. He had a great year with his crops, and he had more crops than he had a place to store them. He looked around as though, "Oh me, what will I do? I know. I'll tear down the old barns and put up some new ones, and I'll build them even bigger." And he did that, and he put all his goods in the barn. And then he thought to himself, "I know what I'll do now. I'll eat, and I'll drink, and I'll be merry. I'll lead the easy life." But you know, that very night, God spoke to him, and he said, "You fool, you know this night, this very night, your life will be required of you." That's a kind of a fancy way of saying you're going to die tonight. "And what will happen to all your possessions? Who'll get them?" It's quite obvious he wasn't going to get them. You see, when he tore down his barns, he stopped plowing. It's difficult to think about God asking us to plow, God asking us to be faithful, God asking us to do his work through Jesus Christ and his love. And yet, some of us are getting old. Not you, I'm sure, but I am. And I get tired easy. And I don't think I'd like to plow fast. But that doesn't mean we don't have to plow just because we're getting older. God requires of us that we keep plowing, that we keep moving forward, that we reach out to other people and share God's love. This morning, Carolyn and I were walking in with Malin, and a woman was just coming down the ramp, and I didn't know her, and obviously Malin didn't know her, and she was older. I don't know if she was my age or even a little younger, but she had two bags with her. And one of them was chock-a-block full of notebooks. And in the other, I think there were pens and things like that. She said, "I was here as a visitor last week, and I heard you were collecting notebooks and things for children going back to school, and I really wanted to help. I think it's a wonderful thing to do." She probably doesn't get around as easily as she did. But this morning, she was plowing. She was helping you reach out to people in this community and help those who need the help. This morning, I'm not asking you to plow fast. This morning is a very special day in the life of the church. This morning, we celebrate the Lord's Supper. It's an opportunity to plow, but it doesn't take a lot of energy. It's God's gift to us. It's a means of grace, as John Wesley used to say. One of those ways we come to know more fully the wonder of God's love in our own lives. There are other means of grace also. There's reading scripture, there's praying, and a few others. But this is the one this morning that we're going to rely on. This is the way we'll plow this morning. We'll do God's work by strengthening ourselves to be the people God created us to be. And in this meal, we will find God's grace. I'm sure you've already found it in your lives, but it's just a marvel to rediscover it. And we can do that through this meal. And when you leave this place, whether you're from the Ellsworth area or you're a visitor, you will have the opportunity to plow. We might slow down a little bit as we age, but we can never stop plowing. Why? Because we are Christ's hands and Christ's feet. We are the one that are called to do God's work through Jesus Christ. It's a marvel and it's a wonder, but I've seen people who can barely move get up every Sunday morning and come to church. And what a blessing that is. In every church I've served, I know there are people that would be much more comfortable if they stayed in bed on Sunday morning. But this is home. This is where they learn to plow. Christ's church is where we learn to plow, to do God's work in this world. For a small church community, you have many more ministries than I ever imagined when I first met with the staff parish committee. It's a wonder. You are so active in your community, and so many good things happen. You are plowing. Maybe sometimes even a little too fast. But believe me, you will slow down. But just keep plowing. That's all God asks. And in return, lives will be blessed, yours and other people whom you serve through these ministries. Will you pray for me? Gracious and loving God, we thank you for all that you do in our lives. We thank you that for all that you have done in our lives. And we thank you for the promises of tomorrow. Touch our hearts, O Lord, in this time and in this place. And as we come before you to receive this meal, help us, O Lord, to be open to your grace, that it might strengthen us anew. In Jesus' name, amen.